This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Campaigning for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has hit a pinnacle as canvassing will end today. In this phase, voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. Simultaneously, 42 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls. Top leaders of all political parties are holding multiple rallies despite adverse weather in several states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday addressed rallies in West Bengal and Odisha. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister addressed a rally in Mathurapur. He said, "Everyone looks at India with respect today, and this has been made possible because people voted to power a BJP-led NDA government at the centre." Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also addressed a public meeting at Balasore. He attacked Prime Minister Modi and branded him as anti-poor and anti-farmer. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies in Ludhiana and Patiala in Punjab yesterday. He said, if comes to power, INDIA bloc will waive off farmers' loans. In Bihar, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held public meetings in Bikramganj, Aurangabad and Buxar yesterday. S&P Global Ratings has revised India's outlook on economy to positive from stable. The agency expects broad continuity in economic reforms and fiscal policies regardless of the election outcome. Since September 26, 2014, the agency placed India's outlook on economy as stable. After a gap of 10 years, the outlook has been upgraded to positive. In a statement, S&P Global Ratings said, "The positive outlook reflects our view that continued policy stability, deepening economic reforms and high infrastructure investment will sustain long-term growth prospects. That, along with cautious fiscal and monetary policy that diminishes the government's elevated debt and interest burden while bolstering economic resilience, could lead to a higher rating over the next 24 months." The process of granting citizenship certificates under the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 has commenced in West Bengal. The first set of applicants from the state were granted citizenship yesterday by the Empowered Committee of the state. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the Empowered Committees of Haryana and Uttarakhand have also granted citizenship yesterday to the first set of applicants. 6 members of a family, including 3 children, were killed and a woman got seriously injured in a car accident yesterday at Tasgaon Mani Rajuri Road near Tasgaon in Sangli district of Maharashtra. The accident occurred around 1:30 a.m. when the speeding auto car in which they were travelling plunged into the Tasidi Canal in the darkness. The victims were lying unattended below the road in the canal till early morning until a local villager spotted them and alerted the police. Police is still ascertaining the cause of accident. The death toll in multiple landslides in Mizoram's Aizawl district climbed to 29 after 2 more bodies were recovered from 2 locations yesterday. Aizawl Superintendent of Police Rahul Alwal said that 1 body each has been recovered from the debris at Melthum and Hluman areas, both on the southern outskirts of Aizawl. Of the 29 victims, 23 are Mizoram residents, while 5 people are from Jharkhand and 1 from Assam's Silchar town, according to Alwal. The 4th round of India-Bangladesh consular dialogue was held yesterday in New Delhi. Joint Secretary, Consular, Passport and Visa Division Dr. Aman Puri led the Indian delegation, while the delegation from Bangladesh side was led by Director General South Asia, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Rokibul Haq. The two sides held wide-ranging discussions on mechanisms to strengthen coordination and cooperation on consular issues, visa matters, repatriation, MLAT and extradition cases. The two sides also agreed to further strengthen the bilateral revised travel arrangement. In World Olympic Boxing Qualifier in Bangkok, Thailand, India's Ankushita Boro yesterday entered into the quarterfinals with 4-1 win over Kazakh pugilist. And that is the end of this news bulletin.